very good idea that everyone should try to make a siyum on the home nesichta, whether you're married or single. It's important to know it's a short enough nesichta that you can really master. One of the people, one of the main reasons why people are discouraged from covering all of Shas is that they give up in advance because they think that it's impossible to master everything. And the Gemara comments at the Posseg, Arukam the Eretz Mito, Chavim Miriam is a description of the Torah Shabbat. You know, if it's so vast that no one can master it, so we give up before we begin. So the Balatanya points out that that comment that the Gemara makes, Arukam the Eretz Mito, Chavim Miriam, goes on the Omek Havonas HaTorah. It doesn't go on the text of the Torah. Text of Maseches Kiddushin is not that difficult to master in 1 year. Not such a big mesichta. Everyone should try to finish the whole mesichta from cover to cover. Okay, I'd like to discuss a topic that appears on Nun Tes Amud Aleph briefly, but it's a big Shas topic. The topic is known as Kol Sakinyan. There is a Gemara later in the mesichta. Let me see on Daf Samach, the top of Amud Beis. The Gemara says that the man is giving a get to his wife or kiddush ishtar. It doesn't make a difference. Kiddush ishtar or a get is also ayidei ishtar. And he gives the get or the ishtar kiddush, and he says, I want the kiddush or the get to take effect lacha shloshim yom. So the Gemara says that if the ishtar is ripped up by the time it comes to yom shloshim, so the kiddush or the get do not take effect. If he says Hareh Mukudesh Islame Akshav, if it snows within the next 30 days, so the condition is going to turn out big light Muslim Afrev Stala as of today, and even if Nikra Hashtar is also good. But if he says it that the Kinyan should take the Chaloy should take effect in 30 days, and the Shtar is ripped up by the time it comes to Yom Shloshim, so the Gemara says that the Kinyan doesn't take effect. Similarly, there's such a Gemara in Subis on Daf Pei Beis Amud Aleph, and the long face was there. The Gemara says, seems to say that the same rule, the Gemara never puts them together, but the Rishonim put it together. The Pashtus says that the same rule applies to Meshicha and Hagbah. I give you a Behemah, I give you some object, Metalkalin, which is Nikta the Meshicha Hagbah. I say, make Hagbah Meshicha now, and the Chaloy Sakin, you should take effect in another 30 days. The Gemara says that it's no good, because by the time it comes 30 days, he's no longer doing the Meshicha Hagbah. Meshicha Hagbah is only good if it's kinyan meyashan. If you make a kinyan now and the chalos is going to take effect later, and all kinyan disappeared by the shtar, he's still holding on to the shtar. By the hagbah meshicha, he's not holding on anymore, so it just disappears. So that's kol sakinyan, it doesn't take effect. That's a simple pshat in the Gemara, that these two are connected. That's why most of the Rishonim assume there's a rad in the dorim, on daf chav zayin on the base, as well as on daf memches on the base. Ran in the Dharma assumes for Dava Pasha that Kinyan Chalipin only works if it's Mayaksha. If you make a Kinyan Sudr, you give someone a handkerchief or whatever, a kli, in order to be kind of kark on the top one, whatever it is that he has for sale. So Chalipin only works if it's Mayaksha. If he's going to make Chalipin and I give him the handkerchief and he gives it back, it's just a symbolic act, he gives it back, and then I want the Kinyan to take effect in 30 days. On the 30th day, when the Kinyan is taking effect, when the Chalois is occurring, the Sudra has already been Hadra Sudra Lamare, the Gemara says in the Dorm Daphne Chesamis. Hadra Sudra Lamare, so the Ran says it's Kol Sakinyan. So that's why the Pashtus is that all of these are the same. So that's why the Rishonim point out that there is a Chiddush over here on Adav. The Rabbi Shmuel Dami Travayu, that if a man gives a girl a lollipop and he says the lollipop is worth a pruta, he says, Hareh Mukodeshesli Zeh, and then Lacha Lamed Yom, and she eats it up, or he gives a kesef and she spends the money. He says, Hareh Mukodeshesli Lacha Lamed Yom, and the money is all spent already, or she ate up the fruit already. So we should have said that it should be called Sikinyana. So that's how most of the Rishonim learn that the Gemara is saying a Chiddush, that despite the fact that the Sach Lamos, it is considered a good Kiddush. That's Takashai Lawak. Why don't you apply the Chisaron of Kol Sikinyanai to Kiddush Kesef, just like it applies to Kiddush Ishtar, just like it applies to Chalip, and just like it applies to Kinyan Meshicha Hagbah. So the Rishonim who put everything all together, the Tosfos in a few places, Tosfos in Gemara Sad Gimel has it, Tosfos in a few places, and whenever they talk about this topic, so they all give the same explanation. That's what they run. All the Rishonim basically, they say the same explanation. They say that they gave her the lollipop that sells for 2 pennies. And I said, Hare et mekudeshes li lach alamed yom. She says, thank you, I love you, fine. And then comes the lamed yom, severi gone, the lollipop is gone. So if someone's going to back out from the kiddushin, the next sugya is going to discuss who has the right to back out from the kiddushin. So let's say the girl will back out from the kiddushin. The Gemara says that that's legitimate, that legal osi diba, I'm about to leave it. That's also a major discussion of what that's all about. So if the girl would back out from the kiddushin and prevent her from being chalsa, she will be obligated, it's self-understood, she will be obligated to reimburse the chassan for the lollipop. Because he spent 2 pennies to buy this lollipop to be mekadosher. He said he wants the kiddushin to be lachalamet yom. And now if she says no, so she should give back the lollipop. Originally she didn't say no, she said yes. And then she went and she ate up the lollipop. He gave her permission to. He says, it's yours to keep. And then she backs out with thin shloshim yom, which she has a right to do, as the divan vavol divar. So she has to reimburse the money. So since if she's going to back out from the kiddushin, she'll have to pay him back. So now that she doesn't back out, it's not considered kosa kinyan, right? It's sort of as if the money is still hanging around. As if the 2 pennies worth of the lollipop is still hanging in midair over here, because of the fact that if she'll back out, she'll have to repay him. So it's as if it's not kosa kinyan olagam, it's like a rishum ayniker. Like if you wrote a Sefer Torah and all the letters got a little rubbed out, but it's still Rishum Anik, you still have a Tzuras Ois, so it's still good. So over here also, if this, the Kinyan did disappear, the Kinyan Kesef, she ate up the money, she ate up the food, or she spent the money, whatever it is, it's gone already, but it's not totally gone, it's still lurking there in the background. The Ainu that if she'll back out from the Kedushin, she'll have to reimburse him, so it's not considered the Legamri Kolsa Kinyan. That's how the Rishonim say it. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph and Hilchas Nechira has a totally different understanding of what Asnachta Lo Kanya is all about. There's a Rad in the Dorim. The Rad in the Dorim talks about Kol Sikinyan in 2 places. One is Mem Ches on the base, where the Gemara says, Hodra Sudra Lamare. I gave you a Kinya Khalif and I gave you a Suda, and then the minig is you usually give it back right away. You just take the Suda for the purpose of the Kinya. Give the guy back his handkerchief. I wanted this Kenyan Suda to take an effect in another 30 days. And the Gemara said, it's no good. Adru Suda, Mara said, the Ran says, Kol Su Kinyan. So and then on Daf Chav Zayinim base, the Ran talks again about the Kol Su Kinyan by Kenyan Chalipin. Same thing. So the Ramam has a totally different understanding of the Sugya Chav Zayin about Asmachta. He has a whole different sheet of what Asmachta Volkanyan is all about. The Ramban in the end of Basra says he doesn't understand what in the world the Ramam sheet is all about. So you'll have to get to that to figure that out. Part of the way the Rambam learns the Gemara about Asnachta is that you can make a Kinyan Chalip in Me'achshav, or you can make a Kinyan Chalip in Lach Alamed Yom. Either way is perfectly acceptable. So the Ran and all the Rishonim say that's impossible. Every Kinyan Chalip in Lach Alamed Yom is always by definition called Kol Sekinyana. That's like a Hagbo Mashiach Lach Alamed Yom. It's always going to be called Sekinyana. So how can the Rambam say that? So because the Mishnah says, what can you do? That's the Rambam Shita. It's explicit. There's no two ways about it. Explicit. The Rambam really holds that you can really make a Kinyan Chalip in Lach Alamed Yom, and apparently he's not bothered about the problem of Kol Sekinyan. That's a Shaila, why not? So there are a couple of cases where we're not worried about Kol Sekinyan. There's a big Tosis in Yevamos Tzad Gimel Amid Aleph. The same Tosis appears here on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. Here it's much more expanded, but we have the beginnings of the same Tosis, identical. So part of what Tosis has in Yevamos is the following. There are Gemaras that a person has the ability to be Machish Truma, Lach Alamed Yom. He's Kurish and Truma, but he says, he has a reason why. He says, I want the Truma only to be Chal tonight after Tzeisach Kechav. Because putting the truma into a kli, that's a tful yom. So if you put truma into a kli, that's a tful yom, it's going to pass on the truma. So he puts it in and he says, but I want the truma to be chal after tzeisach kechavim, so it won't become nifsal because of the kli, that's a tful yom. He has a canteen, lagim shel tful yom, puts in the truma, so he says he wants it to be chal. So Taisa asks the kasha, how can you be mafresh truma lachazman? Every afrashas truma lachazman is called sekinyana. If you mafresh truma, say, I raise the truma lashem, alakol now. So the Truma is Chal now with the Kriya Hashem, with the Amira. But he says the Amira now, it's chal later, isn't it always kosher kinyan? That's Tosis kash. So Tosis answers, the teretz is amirasa agaroya kim sirasa lehed yadam. How did that answer anything? One line answer. Amirasa agaroya kim sirasa lehed yadam. So Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes that in his sefer Asman Deraisa. He has a discussion, how far do you apply the principle of Amirasa Lagarakim Sirasa? So he's happy to notice that Abikias, Rabbi Yosef Engel had a big Bikias, fantastic Bikias. He's happy to notice this thesis in Yivamas Daftan Gimel, that thesis applies the rule of Amirasa Lagarakim Sirasa Lahed yet with respect to Truman. Really a fellow, what has got to do? Amirasa Lagarakim Hegdish, what Truman is Hegdish? Yosef Engel is talking. Do we treat Truma like Hegdish or not when we get to the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshus Ben, the Ein Lamedim Lamed Ben Alamed B'Kotchim? So do you treat Truma like Kotchim? So he discovers this thesis that yes, the thesis says that you treat it like Kotchim, because this applies Amirasa L'Gavayim. What does it mean Amirasa? How does Amirasa L'Gavayim Sirasa L'Hedyut solve the problem? And if I do Mesira L'Hedyut, then I say, want the Mesira. I do a Haknoa, and you make a Meshich, and you make a Hakbor, and I say, want it to be kind of like Alamed Yom. It doesn't work. Agvah lachalam yam doesn't work. So what does it help if he say ma'itin ma'yer? We're going to say mirasa l'gavaya by the chumah, as if he did a hagvah. So hagvah gufa lachalam yam is also no good. That was the gemara ksubas on daf pei beis. So why does it make it better because I'm mirasa l'gavaya? Furthermore, you have this a gemara in Soloveitchik didn't have this dripping bikias of Rabbi Yosef Engel. So he never told us about that taisus in Yivamas daf sad gimel. But he has a different kasha. There's a Gemara in Bava Kamma on Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph where the Gemara says that there's a possibility to make Hefka Lach Hazman. You can make Hefka Lach Alamid Yom. The Gemara there talks about the Mishnah Maseches Ma'aseh Sheni, that a person has a vineyard, and the first 3 years all the pears were orlo, and the fourth year the pears are net they revive. And he knows that Ganavim are going to come and steal the pears. So the people are reading the Netter of Chutz Yerushalayim, so they're violating an Aver. So the fellow is a tzaddik, he's a chassid. He's not happy about the fact that they're stealing his pears, but nonetheless, he wants to spare them from violating the Avera of eating Netter of Chutz Yerushalayim. The other Tanaim say, let them burn in Gehenna. What do you mean? Halatel Rasha Yamos. The guy is a Rasha, he's stealing my pears. There's no mitzvah to try to minimize if he's stealing. So let him violate the Avera of eating Netter Avai, Chutz Yerushalayim. But it's a midas chasidus on my part that I should, if I can't prevent him from stealing, he's going to be a gan if I can't prevent him from stealing. So why should I even try to spare him from the violation of the Avera of eating the Netter Avai, Chutz Yerushalayim? But the tznuim, tznuim means chasidim, tzadikim, they go lifnei meshuah sadin, very much lifnei meshuah sadin. So it says the tznuim felt bad for the ganovim that they're stealing, so they wanted to protect them from violating the avera, beating the netter by chutz Yerushalayim. So they used to be paida. They used to be paida the paris netter. So the Gemara discusses pidyon netter avai. Then the Gemara talks about hefker. So the Gemara then, it's clear in the Gemara that it is possible to make something hefker lachazman. I can make a declaration today that as of tomorrow morning, my Gemara should be Hefker. So as of tomorrow morning, we'll become Hefker. There are more Gemaras than that also. Well, one of the famous Gemaras that everybody learns in Yeshiva is the middle of Perek Merubah, middle of Masechet Bava Kamma. Everybody knows that Gemara. And Daf Samach Tes Amud Aleph, that there is such a thing as Hefker Lachalam. So remember, Rav Soloveitchik has to catch it. Let it be called Sekinyonai. The Amir of the Hefker, Hariza Hefker, disappears by the time it comes tomorrow. So why don't you say every Hefker Lachazman should be called Sekinyon? So he said the Teretz is that it's always called Sekinyon. Even if you say it's Hefker now, let's say I have an automobile in Eretz Yisrael, and I stand in New York today and I say, I hereby declare my automobile in Eretz Yisrael should become Hefker. He says, Mamish called Sekinyon. May actually it's called Sekinyon. If you make a Hagbor, so I picked it up and it's kind of now. If I make a kinyan chazok on the kak, you make a kinyan chalit and something happening, zetachazet, something happening now. You make a kinyan shtar, okay. But if I make a declaration about that, an oral declaration, that my field in Eretz Yisrael should become hefker. Mamish no connection between my amira and the field. So even if I make the hefker me'achshav, it's always kolsa, there's no connection. The whole idea of kolsa kinyan is when you make a kinyan, usually the physical kinyan that you do has some connection links up somehow with the object on which the chalois is taking effect, so then it only works if it's connected. And if it's disconnected, if you make the hakbo lach alam yom, you make the shtar lach alam yom, and the shtar disappears, so then it's no longer connected. Hefker, even meyashav, is disconnected. So you see that by hefker there's no problem of kol sekinyonis. So he said the same answer by truma. He thought that's the answer to truma. How can you be mafish truma lach alam yom? The answer is, well, how can you be mafish truma meyashav? The answer is no. You pick up the truma and then you shake it and you say you don't have to pick it up. You don't have to shake. You don't have to look at it. The Gemara says you don't have to pick it up. I can be mafresh truma. I say I have 100 bushels in Eretz Yisrael. The first 10 bushels going from north to south in this direction shine should be my serishin. I'm nowhere near with this stuff. I just make it amira and the truma is chal, even if it's the other side of the world. So if the truma is chal without any mice at all, so it's always. There's never any tzirik between my amira, my kriya shem truma, and the chalois on the hefta. So it's always a problem of kol sekinyan. Yes, the answer is that truma, hafrashas truma, kriya shem truma doesn't require a connection, doesn't require any physical contact between the amira and the object. So it's good if it's lach alam yom also. The issue of kol sekinyan, the chalal doesn't apply over there. But the problem is this Rambam. How do you deal with the Rambam? That the Rambam clearly seems to hold that there's no problem of Chalip and Lach Alam. That's what the Kesem Mishnah points out. The Rambam's opinion clearly is in the middle of his understanding of Asmachta Lo Kanya, which is in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Matiras. The Rambam clearly holds that if you make a Chalip and Lach Alam Yom, and it doesn't pose a problem of Kol Sekinyan. So Le'olam, one could have given one answer, and the Nesivos doesn't give that answer. Rav Soloveitchik has a shia that he used to deliver at least once every year and a half. He went through the whole thing that the Rambam's opinion is about kinyan chalipin, that the giving of the handkerchief is just a token symbolic act, that there's a gemira's das on the part of the makna, and the das makna is what accomplishes the chalois hakinyan. Gemara says that there are sometimes, usually the rule is, the Rambam postulates the rule perek aleph halacha aleph and hilchos mechira, the Rambam starts off, if you want to transfer ownership of karka metaltalim of some property that you own, you can't accomplish transference of ownership just by an oral declaration, diburin, dvar. You have to make a ma'aseh kinyan, but there are exceptions to the rule. That is called dvar ha'niknim ba'mira. The Gemara has a few exceptions to the rule. So the Rambam seems to hold a lot of haychoches. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik had a long shiur. Rav Soloveitchik used to enjoy saying it over every couple of every year and a half or so, every 2 years, that the Rambam holds that when you have a kinyan chalipin, it's not really, if you have a kinyan of chalipin shava to shava barter, that's a kinyan of zet tachazet. But if you have suder, the kinyan suder, the Gemara has a machlokes, who gives the suder to whom? The Caleb shall coin and the Caleb shall mak. The Gemara has a machlokes, Rabbi Levi in Perek Hazov, whether the one who wants to acquire ownership of the field, I give you the handkerchief in exchange for which you give me the field? Or no. The makna, the one who's giving over the field, he gives a handkerchief to the lokeach, to the kona. It's just like I gave you the handkerchief and it's yours, so too the field now belongs to you. So how can it be that one opinion is like this, one opinion is like that? Then Tosfos quotes an opinion, one of the opinions in Tosfos and Perek Hazov is that it's optional. Either the Caleb shall come or the Caleb shall not. How can it be optional? It's like the chazan is singing. What is he saying? David ben Yisha, Yisha ben David, David ben Yisha, Yisha ben. You can't make up your mind. Is it David ben Yisha, is it Yisha ben David? What do you mean? Kel shal kainim, kel shal makim, doesn't make a difference. How can it not make a difference? It's a totally different story. He was the kel shal kainim, so it's a chalik and zeh pachazeh. I give you the handkerchief in exchange for which, it's like I pay. It's considered as if I paid for it, in exchange for which I get the car. If it's the kel shal makneh, so it's a different word. It's like I'll be makneh, a big thing to you. Here, make a kinyan on the handkerchief, and it's considered as if you made a kinyan on the whole character, on the whole automobile. A whole different understanding. How can it be that there's one opinion of Tosfos that it's optional, either the kelev shel kain or the kelev shel mak? So Rav Chaim had many rayos. So all these rayos led him to the conclusion that the giving over of the handkerchief is just symbolic representation of the fact that there's a das makna here. And since it's a das makna that was demonstrated, so it's elevated to a stronger, higher level of das, and we'll coin a term for that, we call it a das hamiskayev. The lower level, regular das, is we call das makna. And chalipin, because we made a maisa to demonstrate that there's a gemira das, we'll call it with a fancier name, das hanischai. So therefore, it's from the dvarim haniktim ba'amira. The kinyan, the chalos kinyan takes effect without any need for a maisa kinyan. The maisa is just symbolic of the fact that there's a higher level of gemira das, and the das alone accomplishes the kinyan. So if you say like that, then perhaps it's perhaps that's the bira in the Rambam Shita. The Gemara never said explicitly that there's a chisaron of kol sikinyan by chalip, and all the Rishonim understood it from the Gemara. They all jump on the Rambam, and the Kes Mishnah says, well, what can I do? That's what the Rambam said. There's no way he tries to dray out of it. The Lord Kes Mishnah, there's no way to dray out of it. That's the Rambam's opinion. But maybe the Rambam holds that kinyan chalip is similar to hefker. He said, how can you have hefker lachalam and how can you have hafrashes truma lachalam? There's always going to be kol sikinyan. He does the amira today. And the chalois takes effect 30 days later and no one's doing the amira then. So he said the answer is, and if it would be chal now, then it wouldn't be a problem of kol sikinyana. It makes the amira here that it should be hefker over there. It makes the amira here, it should be chum over there. You don't have to pick it up, you don't have to look at it, you don't have to shake it. I make an amira on something that's thousands of miles away, so it's always kol sikinyana. The answer is, you don't need any tzirub. Since it's accomplished through das, hefker is just an expression of das, and hafrash is truma, just an expression of das. And whenever the whole chalois takes effect just by expressing das, so you're not concerned about kol sikinyan. Even if it's mayakshav, it's kol sikinyan. So it doesn't make it better or worse by postponing the chalois delay. So maybe that's the beer in the Rambam's mechudish dikashita. Maybe the Rambam agrees with all the standard rishonim that this is a universal din of kol sikinyanai, applies to all the kinyanim. And the reason why chalipin is different, because chalipin is like hefker, because chalipin is like a hegdish, or chalipin is like hafroshes truma, that it's really a haknomi das, it's really the das does the trick. The maisa just represents the fact that you have das, and the das accomplishes the chalipin. Maybe that's the bira in the Rambam. The Nesivis does not think like that. The Nesivis in Choshen Mishpat says that Rambam doesn't agree in principle. The Rishonim put everything all together. We're trying to put together the three Gemaras. There was a Gemara by Shtar Lachalamed. If it's Nikra, Hashtar is no good, unless it's Me'asha. But if I give a get, Hashtar Kiddush and Lachalamed Yom, Hashtar Karka, Lachalamed Yom, and it's Nikra, Hashtar, or Ovar Hashtar, the fellow loses it before comes the Yom Lamed, so it's no good. So the Gemara says, by Shtar, then the Gemara in Ksubis Pei Beis says by Meshich and Hagbo, that it's no good, Lachalamed Yom. And the Rishonim assume that the same Hodra Sudra Lamare is the Gemara in the Dharm Daf Menches and Beis. So the Rishonim assume that that means the same thing, that the Sudra was given back of it. So they built a whole construction that all Kinyonim, there's an issue of Kosa Kinyona, and then they were posing the question, well, why is Kesef good? If Nesach Lamos, why is this the Yotzim and Akla? So they said, because it's not, it still lingers on a little bit. It's not gone and forgotten completely, because if the girl's going to back out from the Kedushin, she'll have to pay the chosin back the 2 pennies, 2 cents for the lollipop. So that's what the Rishonim answered. So the Nesivis assumes that the Rambam didn't hold from putting together all the Gemaras. The Nesivis assumes that the Gemara, Achol Pishin Esach Lamoaz, that's the basic din. There is no din of Kol Sikinyan. There is no universal din. You make a Kinyan, you make a Kinyan, I can make a Kinyan Lachalamad Yom. There are two exceptions to the rule, which are for one reason or for a different reason. By Hagbah Mashiach, there's an exception to the rule that there's a reason why you say Kol Sikinyana. And by Shtar, there's a separate reason why you say Kol Sikinyana. But don't put them all together to make it as if it's a universal rule. So he says, by Mashiach and by Hagbah, that's Poshet. By Mashiach and by Hagbah, the whole idea, what is the Tzuras Akinyan? I magbir the object, and it's considered as if it entered into my Rishus. Let's say the halacha says that Mashiach is kind of Mishus HaMoicha. Hagvah is kind of Mishus HaMoicha. Mashiach is not kind of Mishus HaMoicha. Let's say I go to the store and I buy, I ask the grocery, I like cereal and milk, and he gets everything. Not that I get everything in the basket, he gets everything. He puts it in the bag, puts it on the table. And then he says, I back out. And he said, the storekeeper says, he doesn't want to sell it to me. His wife just called. He needs the milk for his own family. He needs the Kellogg's, whatever, the Wheaties for his own children. He can't sell it to me. So does he have the right to back out? So until I make a Kenyan, he has the right to back out. So let's say I pulled it on the counter like this. I did a meshicha. So the din is meshicha is not kind of mishum samarich. But if I picked it up, and then he tesis in Rashi, but kvit bach one tefer, he passed in one tefer. So once I picked it up, so hakbo is kind of mishum samarich. So once I make a kinyan, he cannot back out. Before I made a kinyan, he can back out. He didn't sell it to me yet. So the halach is that hakbo is kind of mishum samarich because it's considered, since I picked it up, it's not resting on his table or on his floor anymore. So it's considered as if I was magbir into what's considered my rishus. And mishicha also, mishicha is considered also. I was moshech into my rishus. That's why mishicha doesn't work rishus hamoicha. How can you consider it my rishus? Akbor, it's suspended in midair, so that is considered my rishus, even though it's in the avir of the rishus of the moicha. So the nesiva says poshut by akbor or mishicha lach alamed yom. It's no good. It's not because of a reason called sekinyon. No. If I'm making a hakbor and I don't bedafke, I don't have the right to be koina now. Either I say or the moicha says you should only be koina lachalam again. So what? I didn't bring it into what's considered my rishus. It's not going to be my rishus until 30 days. So I never did the mishicha. I never did the hakbor by definition. That's the description of the ma'ase kinyan mishicha and hakbor. A mamshich or a magbir the object into what's considered my rishus, like a kinyan chotzer. Let's say. Like a kinyan chotzer, we're going to bring an object into chotzer. Maybe a question of kolsa kinyan. Maybe a question. Let's say I'm going to bring an object. I plan to buy your house. We're negotiating. We made a deal. Let's say I already bought your house, but the kinyan is going to take effect October 1st. So you're still living in the house. So then I want to be kind of something from you. So I'm going to take the object. Have you put it into what's going to be considered my house as of October 1st? So you're going to say, I'm kind of with the king of Chatzir. No, but he put it in September. The house doesn't belong to me in September. The house doesn't belong to me in October. It doesn't belong to me yet now. So by definition, we never made the king of Chatzir. If the object will still be in the house when it comes October 1st, then I'll acquire ownership of the house. And then there's what to discuss. I'll be kind of with the king of Chatzir. But if I only bring it into the Chatzir before I acquire ownership of the Chatzir, of course, it's not kinyan chotzer. By definition, the chotzer is not mine. So here also, when you do hakbo, you do meshicha, the whole reason why it's kinyan is because I was machnis the object into what's considered my rishus. Why is it considered my rishus? Because I want to be kinyan right away, so it's my rishus. But if we make up in advance that this meshicha and hakbo is not going to be kinyan until lach olam yom, so I never did a hachnas into my rishus. So that's why it's no good. You don't need any new fangled dinim of kol sekinyan. That's how the Nesivus wants to say. There is the Ram. He wants to explain the Rambam. Why can you have Khalif and Lahalam? So then he says, Shtar must be a different thing. What's Taka the word by Shtar? So I'm not sure if the Nesivus has the whole thing. There is a Gemara in Sundas Daf Kuv Beisam and Aleph. Gemara has a Machalekis of Yechon Reishlokish. Chai Vani Lachmana Vishtar. Does that work? I write down, I hereby obligate myself to give you $100. And I have two witnesses sign it, and I give it over in the presence of the witnesses. So that's a machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish, whether you're kind or not. So we pass like Rav Yechon, that you are kind of the Hiskaivus. There are two ways to create a Hiskaivus Yesh Me'ayin. One way is by making a Kinyan Chalitin, you'll give me a handkerchief. So I say, am I accepting this suitor? I obligate myself to give you $100. Yesh Me'ayin, out of the clear blue sky. Not in exchange for anything else that happened. In secular law, there is no such thing. But in halach, there is. You make a kinyan suda, you obligate myself. I obligate myself to pay you $100, not in exchange for anything. I didn't break your window. Nothing happened. No consideration. And then the other way to create this chayvus moment is we pass like Rav Yechonon shtar. So Tosfos says the kasha and put beis amenala for ksubis. We know that kinyan shtar only works on karka, doesn't work on metalton. That's a gemara in Bava Basra. Metalton la b'nei shtarim. You can't be kind of metalton with shtar. So what happens if there's a din Torah, let's say there's a klal einish boi malakakos. You only have a shvur derais on metaltonim, there's no shvur derais on shtar. So let's say there's a din Torah whether the person owes the other one $100, or he owes him $50. He's a bait of a mitzvah. He says, I say you owe me $100, you say you owe me $50. A bait of a mitzvah, he swears a shvur derais. So you don't swear a shvur derais unless it's metaltonim. Stars you don't swear. So when you're talking about a debt, an abstract debt, I say he owes me $100, he says he owes me $50. It's neither karka nor metal. It's not a tangible object that you can call it either karka nor metal. So how do you treat it? Do you treat it like kake? Do you treat it like metalpa? So that's a shvur deraisa. We always treat it like metalpa. We always treat it like metalpa. The Tosis is bothered with akashas, so and you see that a chob mom and a dead, an abstract dead, has the same status, is treated always like metalpa, and metalpa and shtar doesn't work. So how can you be kind of his chayvus mom and how can, so Rish Lakish is right. So how can we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? The chayv anilach mom and b'shtar works, the kinya shtar works to be kind of his chayvus mom. That's like being kind of metalpa and b'shtar. And more than shtar is no good. So Tosis says, v'yesh loimar, there's a half a line answer in Tosis. And Nesivus quotes this in a different place. He doesn't quote it in this context. And Nesivus quotes this, his mamash on Nigla and Esa. The big fat Tosis on Kul Beis and Manal. And there's one half a line there where they give the answer to this kasha, crucial answer. So Tosis says, well, there's such a thing as Dvar Maniknan Bamira. What does that mean? So the Nesivus says that basically what Tosis is saying is that by Shtar, the Rambam started off Hilchas Mechira Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph Ein Amekach Nikna Nidvar. You can't transfer ownership of property just by making an oral declaration. So what is shtar all about? And if I write a shtar, if I say Bal Peh, the building that belongs to me, I have a home on Bennett Avenue, so I hereby transfer ownership to you. So if I say it orally, it doesn't help. If I write it down on a piece of paper and I give it to you, then it does help. Why does it make it bad if I write it down? If the din would have been like Reb Meir, they'd any chasima karsi, which it isn't, the din is not like Reb Meir. If the din would have been like Reb Meir, I would understand a little bit. Eidei chasima karsi means I give you a raya that the house is yours. The fact that I gave you a raya the house is yours, that accomplishes that the house becomes yours. But we don't pass like Reb Meir. We pass like Reb Loza. You don't need eidei chasima. The Rambam says you don't need eidei mesira. I write down on a piece of paper. I don't have to sign it. No witnesses have to sign it. No witnesses have to be present. The same statement that I say Bal Peh, the home that I own on Ben and Avenue should not belong to you. If I say it orally, it doesn't accomplish anything. Ein amekach nikta mitvar. When I write it down on a piece of paper and I give it to you, all of a sudden it makes it better. Why? So the Nesiva says, well, that's what Tosis said, it's dvar hanikta b'amira. The shtar is just mechazik the das makna, and the das makna accomplishes a halos kinyan without any maisa kinyan. It's not that shtar is a maisa kinyan. Shtar is not a maisa kinyan. So that's why Tosis says we have a rule that kinyanei karka don't work on metaltalim, and kinyanei metaltalim don't work on karka. That's a gemara in the middle of Gittin, on Daf Chav Gimel. The gemara says if you have an otzitz nakuv, you have a hole on the bottom of the flower pot and it's suspended above the ground, so whatever's growing there in the otzitz nakuv is dina kemechubra. If you have an otzitz she'ena nakuv, it doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so whatever is growing there is considered tolish. So the gemara says if it's an otzitz nakuv, everything growing in the middle is dinukim mechuber, so then kinya chazoka works, like karka. Karka is nikness of chazoka. And mishich and hadbo will not work, because karka is not nikness of mishich and hadbo. And if the otzit is an otzit, sheina nokav doesn't have a hole on the bottom, so everything that's growing is considered tolush. So then, the exact same flower pot, then hadbo and mishich do work, and chazoka does not work. So the Pnei Yeshua says, you see from the Gemara, it's the exact same flower pot. Why does it make a difference whether it has a hole on the bottom, does not have a hole on the bottom? He says, you see from the Gemara, Kach Nemra Halacha, that Kinyani Karka don't work on Metaltum, and Kinyani Metaltum don't work on Karka. That's the Halacha. So Tosis says, that's only if it's Kinyani Karka, Kinyani Metaltum. Shtar is not really a Kinyan. Shtar accomplishes a Kinyan on Karka. It's really Dvar HaNikdin Bamira. Whenever you makna Karka Lahaber, Aide Shtar, it's not that the Shtar makes it that it belongs to it. The Shtar just demonstrates that there's a Das Alimto, there's a higher level of Das, like by Chalipa. That's Takai Rav Soloveitchik explained the dinner. The Rambam holds that the Stam Kinyan Leksivo Emeid only applies, number one, only applies to Chalipin, and it's a halachic statement, it's not a psychological statement. There's a Rambam like that in Hilchos Mechira. So what's the halachic statement? So he said, these are the two Kinyonim that work along the same lines, that the Chalipin and the Shtar are just to elevate the level of Das, to demonstrate that there's a higher level of Das, and the Das alone accomplishes the Kinyan. This is really from the Dvarim Aniknim Bamir. The Tosis holds that really Kinyan Shtar does work on the Talmud. I think Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Talmud of Labne Mevit Shtar Nino. So Tosis never answers it, but you look in the Ritva, not Gemara. Now Moiches Hasfina, the Ritva explains why. When you write a Shtar, you have to say, what are you selling? So if I say, I'm selling the house, the building that I own, 24 Bennett, New York City. It's only 24 Bennett, New York City. So I describe where the house is that I'm selling. I say, I'm going to sell you the chair, I'm going to write in the shtar, I'll sell you the blue chair that's located in Yeshiva University on the first floor. They're all blue chairs in Yeshiva University. How can you describe a chair? So the Gemara's lashon is not that shtar doesn't work on the top. The Gemara's lashon is metaltalim. The Ritva explains on that Gemara on Mechas Asur. It doesn't work because you can't describe the thing. It sounds from the Ritva, if you're selling the Mona Lisa and there's only one in the whole world, everybody knows that the Mona Lisa is a famous painting. No, if there's something famous and there's only one copy of it in the whole wide world, then the Ritva seems to hold that shtar would work on the Talmud. He says the reason why shtar doesn't work on the Talmud, it doesn't work for technical reason because you can't describe what the Talmud. I'm selling Yashas. It's only the shas that I have in my pot. It's not a good description of the shas. But if I write Chai Bani Loch Mona Bishtar, I write in the shtar, hereby I obligate myself to give you $100, it's absolutely clear what's going on. So that's what Tosis here says. So I think that's what the Nesivis means to say. The Nesivis says there, he comes to answer this problematic Rambam, why the Rambam is not worried about Kol Sekinyona by Khalif. And all the Mishanim hold Kol Sekinyona is a universal rule. The exception to the rule is Kesef, because it didn't really disappear, it's still hanging in the air. And the Nesivis says, according to the Rambam, that it's not so. The Mashiach and Hagbah, that's a local reason why. And Shtar is a different reason why, because in the oil of every Shtar, how does any Shtar ever work? Why isn't it in violation of the rule number one, basic rule? Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, and Nilsen Zechir, Eina Mekech, Nikta Nidvar. The answer is, it is Bidvarim, but it's a higher level of Das. It's a stronger Das. The fact that he wrote a Shtar is Mechasik the Das, and it's a Das Alimto. So here we say that Amekech is Niktim Dvarim. There are Dvarim HaNiktim Bamir. So this apparently is only calls man that the Shtar is still intact. Once the Shtar is torn, or the Shtar disappears, it falls down, the Das falls flat on its face, and becomes a plain level of Das. And then you revert back to the rule, that Ein Amekech Niktim Dvarim, plain old Das, doesn't accomplish a king. So that's how the Nesivis seems to hold. He says the Rambam seems to hold that there never was a universal rule of Kol Sekinyon. There's a local reason by Shtar, because the whole word of Shtar is that it makes the Das a limp, and when the Shtar disappears, it falls down to the irregular Das. There's a local time, it's a local reason by Hagbo and Meshiche, because technically he wasn't machnas it into his Meshus. It's not considered his Meshus if he does want to be kind of right now. But there really is no universal rule. It's interesting, it's so popular a notion that like most of the Rishonim, not like this, this is a very short Nesivis, it's too long. I didn't have a chance to look for it, but it's probably in Hilchus, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Dinim HaMashiach and HaGvoh, Lach Olam Yom, it's probably there, Kutzan, Kvava Sama, I didn't have a chance to look. This is such a popular notion that Kol Sekinyon is a universal din that applies all over. You have the Avni Nezer has a tshuva in Hilchas Gerim where he thinks that it's universal, it's not even restricted to Hilchas Kinyonim. He thinks it applies in Kol HaTarakuba. So he talks about a ger. There is a machlokes hatanaim in the middle of Yevamos Daf Mevov, machlokes of Lezer Nahachomim. A ger has to go to, a man has to go to mikveh, has to have a bris milah, and he has to bring a korban to the Beis HaMikdash. We most assume that the korban is not ma'akiv in the ger. And the Nezer wants to make machlokes and Rishonim about that also. That's already a big chiddush. The pashtus is the korban is not miyakeh. The Gemara says, Kol's money doesn't bring the korban, he's me'ukov, he's treated like a non-Jew, he's not allowed to eat korbanos. That's all. He's me'ukov mi'lechol korbanos like a non-Jew. But for all the other 612 mitzvahs, he's considered a yisrael. So leave out the korban. Meanwhile. So the question is, when you have the milah and the tefillah, so the Gemara says the Seder HaDvarim is that first you do the Milah, then you do the Tefillah. What if you do it in the reverse order? What if you do first the Tefillah, then you do the Milah? So there's a Machlokes HaRishonim is the Seder Me'akeh. We had a student here in the Yeshiva who converted three times. First he converted by Reform. Then he found out that that's not acceptable because he was in Hawaii. When he found out that that's not acceptable, so he was converted by Lubavitch. The Babich, very, very well-meaning, but they're not that knowledgeable in halacha. So they had it done in the wrong order. They had first, he never had a bris milah. So first they had him go to the mikveh, and then the chacham had him go do the bris milah later on. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's a sfeika d'dina. You have to repeat the tefillah in the mikveh to leave bracha, because it's a suffix. Usually a ger says a bracha when he's in his gar. It's a suffix, but it's machlik is the Ramban holds that the Seder is not miyakim, the Taisa holds that the Seder is miyakim. So it says you got to do it again. So here was a student in JSS, it's not Meisen from 30 years ago. Rabbi Manfred Fulda. Rabbi Fulda was the Masada Kedushin of his wedding. So he wanted to make sure that the Geris was done properly. So he asked them to spell out exactly what they did. So he found that they did wrong. So he had to convert the third time. He had to go to the mikveh the third time, but he brought it. So the so it's a machlokes of Rishonim, and the two opinions are quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, where the Seder is me'atah. So why should there be an opinion that the Seder is me'atah? So the Avnei Nezer says, I'll explain why. Also Kinyana. He says, what do you mean? The guy's going to be tovel in the mikveh, and right now the mikveh doesn't have any effect whatsoever. He didn't do the bris milah yet. So he's going to do the tefillah in the mikveh now, and it'll accomplish that later on, if and when he'll do the milah, he will become Jewish. So he says, that's not good. It's called sikinyon. You can't have a tefillah in the mikveh now that should have an effect like halam yom. I said, and if you do it in the reverse order, it's also called sikinyon. He does the bris milah now, and is a goy gomer. The Gemara says, mal balay tovel, there's a goy gomer. You can't be mitzar from to a mezumah. It's the Gemara in Shlosh HaShachmah, in Brachas. If you do it in the reverse order, also he says, not true. He says, because there's a Gemara in the first daf in Ha'orel, in Yevamos, on daf Ayin on the base, I think it is, where the Rashbu interprets in the Gemara, if a non-Jew has a Mila, the Shem Geirus, and that's all he did, he remains a non-Jew, but he's no longer called an Orel. Usually you have a rule, Kol HaGoyim Arel, even if a non-Jew performed a circumcision, not the Shem Geirus, he's still called an Orel. Kol HaGoyim Arel, more about the Pasuk in Orel, Kol HaGoyim Arel, a non-Jew, by virtue of the fact that he's a non-Jew, is considered an Orel, even if he had circumcision. But if the Mila was done, the Shem Geiris, then the Rashbo interprets the Gemara in Yevamos, that the Goy is still a Goy Gomer, but he's not considered an Orel. So the Avnei Nezer says, that's not called Kalsa Kinyana. If you do first the Mila, it had an effect on him. It accomplished something b'shaita, he's no longer considered an Orel. Then later on, when he does the Tefillah in the Mikveh, so the Tefillah b'shaita will make him into a Jew. But if you're going to do it in the reverse order, first you're going to have the tefillah and the mikveh. And then you're going to have afterwards the milah, so the tefillah and the mikveh b'shaita accomplished absolutely zero. So then after he's going to be mal himself, then you're going to say that the tefillah now takes effect to make him into a Jew. How can it take effect lach alamit? That's called sekinyon. The tefillah should only accomplish, tefillah only takes effect if it accomplishes b'shaita. If it doesn't accomplish b'shaita, it shouldn't be able to take any effect at all. That's his argument. In fact, there is a din in the Gemara, the difference between a woman who is a nida and a woman who is a zava. A woman who is a nida is when a woman has the riyaz dam, the ace nidosa, when it's to be expected at her period. So the zava, the chumash says, when the dam comes below es nidosa, when it's not the right time. So the Mishnahis talk about when is it considered ace nidosa, when is it considered low es nidosa. Okay, so discussion at the end of our surface nida. So there are differences la halacha. Zava has to count shiva nikim. She has to have bedikas because she needs bedikas. So therefore, you allow her to go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day. You have a right to say mikveh say yom kippur. And nida, strictly speaking, doesn't need any bedikas shiva nikim. Let's say the woman became a nida on Sunday. So you say Sunday through Shabbos. But so Shabbos, she goes to mikveh even if there was dam a whole week. So she just has to make a bedikah late Shabbos afternoon to make sure that the dam stopped. Because if the dam didn't stop, if there was dam on Mitzvah Shabbos, she just became a zava, so the tefillah and the mikveh is not going to help. She has to wait till the next day. So on the level of the raisa, that's the difference between a nida and a zava. So today we have a chumre. Rabbi Yudah Nasi made a takana. The Gemara says in the end, when they made a takana, she treated all the women as a suffix nida, suffix zava. So today we require of all of the women that they have to wait shiva nikim. So if they have to wait shiva nikim, that's a big chumre already. So then it's more than 7 days. A woman has a dam, it takes a couple of days till the dam ends. So it's going to be longer than 7 days. Shiva Nikim is a little longer than 7 days, including the first day that there's dam. So you should be able to say on the last day, all the women should go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day. You should say mikveh Sayyam Kukula. So the Gemara in the end of Masechus Nida says, we don't permit that midirabban shematira betisto. If the woman will go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day, and then she'll be with her husband, and then she'll have dam the afternoon of the seventh day. So the dam that she has the afternoon is soysa lemafreya, because the assumption was miktsas hayam kukula, if she makes a bedik in the morning on the seventh day, she has all the shiva nikim. But if she's going to have dam later on the seventh day, that'll be soysa lemafreya. So it'll come out there were no shiva nikim. So it may turn out she'll go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day, she'll be with her husband, she thinks she's mutaris levayla. Then it'll come out later on, she'll have dam the afternoon on the seventh day, it'll come out the gloy muslim afreya, the tefillah in the mikveh was worthless. And she's over on an Issa Karis. When she was with her husband, Bishaita, she thought everything was fine. It'll be an Issa Karis. So that's why Rav Shimon says in the Gemara quotes Rav Shimon, that's how he passed, also lost his cake. She's not allowed to be with her husband. She's not allowed to be toivel in the mikveh. So in Yeridaya, this is quoted in Simakuv Tzadik Zayin, the Shulchan Aruch quotes, the woman is not permitted to go to mikveh the morning of the seventh day. Shema Teshamesh v'shema Tira Batista. So the Shad is, what if b'diyevet the woman violated the din? What if a woman, I remember once a woman was going on a trip achreis to Hawaii, and there wasn't going to be a mikveh there. The ocean is right there. I don't know what she was worried about. She was afraid of the sharks. I remember one of my chaverim was talking to a chaplain in the army, and he was married, and his wife had to go to mikveh in the ocean, in Hawaii. And his son, who was born from that mikveh, is now a famous rabbi in Flatbush, a prominent Tom Chacham with a long beard down to here. So this woman was afraid to go to mikveh there in the ocean, so she wanted to know, can she go to mikveh here based on the third night or the fourth night? And she promises she's not going to be with her husband until the Shivani came around. So it doesn't help. You can't go to mikveh in the middle of the week and have the mikveh have it delayed. You can't do mikveh lachalam yom. You can't go to mikveh now and have it take effect later. Because kol sa kinyana. So that's the Shach raises such an objection. The Shach says, what if the woman went to mikveh the morning of the seventh day? So min ha'tera, you're allowed to. Midrabanan, she's not allowed to be with her husband, shematir v'tistar. So since that tefillah in the mikveh is not mata her labayla, midrabanan, on the level of their eyes, it is mata labayla. On the level of the Rabbana, it's not Mata Labailo, so it's an issue of Kol Sikinyon. She was toivel in the mikveh at a time that it wasn't Mata Labailo, so it can't be Mata Labailo Lachazma. Even if she's still wet from the mikveh, it doesn't help. Kol Sikinyon, so the mikveh can only accomplish Bismana, Bishaita. That's how, like the Avnei Nezer said by the Tefillah of the Ger. He's explaining the Shita Sarishayim, who insists that the Seder is Ma'akev, that if you go to the mikveh first, then you have the Mila the Shem gave us later, it's no good. Because you can't have a tefillah now that's going to have an effect for later. That's an issue of kol sikinyan. That's Avnei Nezer's explanation. It is interesting. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has the Dibros Moshe, his Chidushim on the Masechta on Bava Metziah. He gives an interpretation in the Tosfos. Everybody learns the Tosfos differently. Just the Pirush HaMilas in Tosfos. Everybody learns the Tosfos differently. Rabbi Moshe says that Tosfos says the following. He interprets Tosfos as saying the following. And he says that people violate this, and you should know that Tosfos says not like that. The shaila is, if you have a wedding schedule for the evening, the chuppah, the hariat mekudesh is going to take place by laila, and the chosin's tish is by yom. So the rabbi makes the kabbalah's kinyan with the chosin on the ksubah, the tosefes ksubah, the nidunya. The question is, what date do they write in the ksubah? Do they write Sunday's date? Do they write Monday's date? The ksuba, the kinyan was made on Sunday, and the signing of the ksuba was done on Sunday, but the handing over of the ksuba and the kiddushin is going to take place on Sunday night, which is Monday. So Rav Moshe insists that you have to write Monday's day. You can't write Sunday's day. Why? So he says, the Gemara says, if kona miyoda, the Gemara asks stama shayla. Let's say I come to two people and I say, I plan to borrow $1,000. I want to go ask Mr. Anshel Rothschild, who's a multimillionaire, a banker. So I'm going to ask Anshel Rothschild to give me a loan of $1,000. He's going to say, if you write me a shtar, I'll give you a loan. So I want to have the shtar ready. So I ask the Adam, do me a favor, write me a shtar. This is to ascertain that we know that Shecht borrowed $1,000 from Rothschild, the banker, and he's mishabed all of his nechassim for that. So I want to have a shtar written that I should be able to give it to Rothschild if and when he loans me the money. So the Mishnah says you can do that. Because from Shtar Lalo, Hachu Pishayin Malvim, the Lalo comes, he makes a Haidoaz Baldin. I tell the Yadim, the Shtar is going to be to my detriment. It's not to my benefit. The Shtar says that I owe Rothschild $1,000. So I can come to the Yadim and ask him, write such a Shtar that I owe Rothschild $1,000. I'm going to butter him up, get him in a good mood, and then he's going to say, well, if you give me a Shtar, I'll be happy to lend you the money. So I'll say, here's the Shtar. I'll be able to produce a Shtar. So the Gemara asked Akasha, that mission is in the end of Baba Basra. So the Gemara in the first parak in Baba Metziah asked Akasha, how can the Edom write such a shtar and give it to the potential loive? How can they surrender such a shtar? Why not be choshe shema kos of lilvis benisim lo lo vatishra? It may take me half a year till I'm going to see Rothschild, till I'm going to butter him up, to get him to lend me the $1,000. So the Edom are going to write the Zman, today's Zman. So they write today's man, I'm going to give it to Rothschild 6 months from now, a year from now. So later on, when I won't pay the money, let's say, in the event that I don't pay, and Rothschild comes to chase after me, is going to have to collect from the chasim mishibatim. So they're going to see in the shtar that the shimun lechasim begins from the date on today's date, from the date which the Edom signed. And it's not true. The shimun lechasim doesn't begin till the time that he gave over the shtar to the malva. So how can the Edom sign such a shtar and release it? If they sign a shtar and they hold it when it comes to Esek Kehovim and it wasn't handed over, they rip it up, so they know that no sheker. They're not being machshel anybody. But if they're going to give me the shtar, I'm going to have it in my pocket. I may hold that shtar for half a year till I give it over to the malva, till Rothschild. Then it's going to come out that Rothschild will be collecting from Lekucha, support from me in the first half year. That Shaloi Kidlin. So the Gemara asked that kasha. The Gemara says the only time we permitted is Konami Yodav. If the witnesses give me a handkerchief and they say they're representing the millionaire Rothschild, the multi-millionaire Rothschild, and they want to make a Kabbalah's Kinyan right now, that in the Alatanai, if Rothschild lends me the money, I give him the shtar, they want the Shimon Lechasim to begin taking effect immediately now. Not that it should only take effect from that time on that I give the shtar to Rothschild. So the Gemara says, if they make a Kabbalah's Kinyan, they write it in the shtar. They write, V'kanina minei b'mana the kashin the mekanya baby. Made a Kabbalah's Kinyan with a good kli, that's how we write in the Ksuba. The Gemara says, if kana miyadai, then the Shimon Lechasim begins take it from yad. So that's what we always do. Everybody, the practice is that you make a Kabbalah's Kinyan with the chasin, and you write today's man, even though the chuppah is not going to take place till tonight. So that's not considered a shtar mukdam, because since we made a Kabbalah's Kinyan Sudr, so the Shimon Lechasim begins as of now. So Moshe Feinstein says that it does make sense, it's not true, and he gives an interpretation that Tosfos says like that. That doesn't really say, that's his interpretation of Tosfos. Everybody else learns the Tosfos much easier pshat. He has a fancy interpretation that Tosfos says no good. Why is no good? So he says, by halvoah, you can create an obligation to give Rothschild $1,000 whenever you want. You can borrow the money today, tomorrow, 6 months from now. If you would borrow the money today, if you want to make a Kabbalah skin today, so you owe Rothschild $1,000 today. Allah Tanai. I owe him $1,000 as of now, Shimon Lechasim, on the condition that he ultimately lends me the $1,000 sometime in the future. No problem. But the ksuba is only collectible if the girl becomes an alman or a grusha. So if I'm not even married to the girl, so it's impossible for her to collect. She can't collect as of now. So you can't have Rav Moshe claims a chiddush, he assumes, in Svara. You can't create Shivan Nechasim and a chob of a ksuba if the couple is not even married. The Gemara talks about Kona Miyodo by ksuba. There is a Shiva ksuba. The Gemara is talking when they wrote Kona Miyodo on a ksuba between Erisin and Isuin. They are married. And Arusa, on the assumption, Gemara in the first parak of Bamitzi, on the assumption that Arusa ain't lo ksuba, the girl only collects, the girl is only entitled to collect ksuba, the takanas chachamim, that if a husband divorces his wife or he dies, the wife is entitled to collect ksuba. The Gemara says, Shivim and Shetach made the takanas ksuba. Machlaik is, but the ksuba is the raisa, lav the raisa. We assume, most of the Rishonim assume, ksuba is lav the raisa. When we write in the text, the chazi lichem the raisa, it doesn't really mean that, it means something else. And the Sfarim don't have that in their text. That's only Ashkenazim have that. The Chazid Lichem Ederais. So even though he wrote the Chazid Lichem Ederais, the Rosh explains that it doesn't mean that. It's only with the Rabban. So we assume Ksuv is only the Rabban. So the Shaiba is, when the Chacham made this Takona, that every woman whose husband divorces her, every woman who becomes an Alman is entitled to collect Ksuv, is this only if she had already had Nisuin? Or even if the husband divorces her, the husband dies during Eris? So that's an Ibai Dolayv Shita. In the first parak in Bavli, see, machlokes is the Rama and Tosfos had a pasuk. So the Gemara says that even if one should assume that Arusa ain't lo ksuba, Arusa is not a title of the ksuba mitam takanas chachamim, but if kosuv lo ksuba, if they made a kabbalas kinyan and kosuv lo ksuba, so then there's no problem. Of course, she has ksuba. So Moshe says, yeah, you can have a kabbalas kinyan during erisin. You can have a kabbalas kinyan because the husband can die during erisin. The husband can give his wife a get today because they're married. But by us, we have erisin with nisuin one after the other. There is no pause in between. So we write the ksuba, we make the kabbalas kinyan on the ksuba before they even had erisin, they're not even married. So Moshe Tainis, it's impossible to collect the ksuba. It's impossible to have nisarmala on his garisha. She's not even married. Moshe says the kabbalas kinyan suda doesn't help. So he says, not only if you make a kabbalas kinyan today and the chuppah is going to be tonight, does the kabbalas kinyan not affect the shiva nechasim miyad? Even if the Kabbalah's Kinyan is 10 in the morning and the Chuppah is going to be 11 in the morning, also the Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda doesn't take effect right away. It's impossible to create any Shibudim at all because it cannot be collected. She's not even married. She can't be Nisamarla and Nisgarsha. So that's what Moshe claims. And he says that it's not the common practice. Everybody has the practice that they write the Zman that they made the Kabbalah's Kinyan. Rav Moshe thinks that it's not right. So it's a pella. According to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rav Moshe is relying on the Rambam Shita that there's no problem of Kolsa Kinyana by Chalitin. According to Rav Moshe, every single ksuba, the way we have the practice, we don't write the ksuba during Erisin. We don't have a pause between, the pause between Erisin and Nisuin is less than 5 minutes. No, that's when the rabbi reads the ksuba under the chuppah. The chassan gives the ring, says, Harayat Mekudeshesli, that's Erisin. Then they have Nisuin, it's 5-10 minutes later. Chazan's going to sing, another 5 minutes. Rabbi's going to give a drasha, another 10 minutes, another 15 minutes. How much time do you have? By us, we always fill out the ksuba before the Erisin. According to Rav Moshe, the Kabbalah's Kinyan that you make by the Chosin stitch is not Chal B'Shaito. It's never Chal, take it from here. Every Kinyan Chalipin that you make by the Chosin stitch is always Lach Alam. So according to Rav HaRishonim, aside from the Rambam, it's no good. According to Rav Moshe, we're all relying on the Rambam. Very strange. And then we used to have a Rebbe here in the Yeshiva, Rabbi Alper. So he did the Talmud of it, the first Talmud of Rav Moshe. Remember, we asked him that Kasha, he said he doesn't know. How can it be the Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, everybody's relying on the Rambam, that there's no problem of Kolsi Kinyon about Kinyon Surah. But he never told us that he got a chance to ask Rav Moshe about it. So I don't know what the answer is to this. On Samach Gimel, there is a Tosfos, a big Tosfos, you can't miss it. The same Tosfos appears in Yevamos Daf Sadi Gimel Amud Aleph. It's a Tosfos that appears in a few Masechtos. And there's a three-way machlokes. We're not going to discuss all the three shittos. There's a three-way machlokes of Rishonim, part of which is relevant to us. So they have the machlokes in the Palmikas. There is a machlokes on Meir and the Rabbanon. Can you make a kinyan on a Dovah Shalom Baliyah? Take for example, you're selling your home. I'm in the middle of negotiating to buy the house. It looks like I'm going to succeed in buying the house. And then, let's say I bought all the houses around and around, and some guy wants to make a big hotel in the whole area, so I make a deal with him. I'm selling you all the 20 houses on the whole block. I own 19 houses I own already. The 20th house I'm in the process of buying from you, and I make a shtar with him. Before I succeed in buying the 20th home, I make a shtar with him that I'm selling you all the 20 houses as of October 1st, because I expect that this house I'm going to succeed in buying in the next month. So that's a machlokes hameir and the rabbanon. The 19 houses that belong to me, I can sell. The 20th house that doesn't belong to me yet, so that's called Dovah Shalom Baliyot, it's not mine yet. So Ramei holds he can make a kinyan on Dovah Shalom Baliyot, we pass them, he cannot make a kinyan on Dovah Shalom Baliyot. The kinyan is only chal on the 19 house, not chal on the 20 house. So according to Ramei here, that the kinyan is chal on a dovish lab of the other. Obviously, the kinyan is not chal mayachsho. How can I sell a house? How can I sell you the Brooklyn Bridge if it doesn't belong to me? If I'll ever succeed in buying the Brooklyn Bridge, then it should be sold to you. Okay. So it may hold. Maybe it's Le'avid of the Yosef. But if I sell a dovish lab of the other, likishayav alaylam, so it may say that it's a regular lachalamin. Every kinyan on a dovish lab of the other is a lachalamin. And the Rabbanim say no. When can you make a kiddushin lachalamid or a get lachalamid or a kinyan lachalamid if it's in my bialus now and have the ability to make the kinyan me'akshav? But if I can't even make I don't even have the option to make the kinyan me'akshav, then you don't have the ability to make the kinyan lachalamid. That's how we pass. But now there, a Gemara has a strange lashon. According to Rav Meir, if I'm selling a dovah shalav bolay olam, I should say I'm selling it me'akshav. So all the Rishonim ask, what do you mean me'akshav? But I can't sell it. It's a dovah shalav olam. The house doesn't belong to me yet. How is it possible? The whole shittas Rav Meir that you can make a kinyan on a dovah shalav olam means he treats it the same as halach alamid. I fell in love with this non-Jewish girl and I want to marry her. So I give her a ring and I say, Harei mekudesh esli lach hashetis gairi. So the kiddushin can't be chal while she's a nochris. The kiddushin is going to be chal after she's going to become a girl. That's the kiddushin, lach alamid. I sell you the house. It doesn't belong to me yet. After I'll acquire ownership, then the house should transfer to you. So of course it's lach alamin. But Meir's whole shita, the dovish lach alamin is good. It means a regular lach alamin, and we don't accept. So how can the Gemara say he should say me'achshav? What is accomplished by saying me'achshav on the dovish lach alamin? So some Rishonim say the Ritva says in Bob Mitzia Daf Tezlov, he doesn't think it means necessarily anything. The guy made a mistake, he said me'achshav. But the Tosfos and the Ramban think no, that the Gemara said if you say me'achshav, ma'adavah shel ha'bal yadlan, something changes, and they argue what changes. So Tosfos' opinion is, in Bavli Tzia Tezvav, and in Yevamos Tzadik Gimel, and in Kiddushin Samar Gimel, whenever the topic comes up, Tosfos goes into this long dissertation, they repeat the whole thing all over again. They say in one direction, Ramban says everything fakir. So Tosfos says the Kinyan of the Dovah Shalom Bali Yoyla Me'achshav accomplishes that it solves the problem of Kol Sekinyan. But it doesn't have an effect as far as Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. No, since the Kinyan doesn't take effect to Lach Alam Yom, so you can still back it. Ramban says, no, what are you talking about? It only has an effect with respect to Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur, no one can back out. But it doesn't help as far as Kol Sekinyan. Kol Sekinyan is still going to be a problem. And the Rajbo says, Manamshach, either it helps for both, it helps for neither. And the Ritva thinks that it doesn't help at all. Ritva Babitzitazov thinks it doesn't help at all. So just concentrate. It's relevant to understand that Machloikas and Asi Dibun Batalib is relevant for the next piece of Gemara, Asi Dibun Batalib. But right now, when they get to Kalsi Kinyana, what are they fighting about? Why should it help if you make a Kinyan on a Dovah Shalom Boli Oilam Me'achshav? It's ridiculous. How can you say Me'achshav on a Dovah Shalom? How can it affect the change? It can't be Me'achshav. So apparently what the Rishonim are assuming over here, Rav Shach has this in his sefer. I thought it was Poshim Shach, but that Rav Shach. Someone told me that Rav Shach has it in his sefer as well. So the Rishonim seem to hold like this. If I make this is relevant to the next piece of Gemara. If I make Kaddish and Isha, I give a ring and say, I read Mekadosh and Sling Lach Alam Adyom. So usually in the yeshivas, you say like this, I made the Maisi Kiddusha now, and the halos is postponed till Lach Alam Adyom. So the Rishonim say wrong. It's not that it's a Maisi Kiddusha now and a halos Lach Alam Adyom. It's not even considered a Maisi Kiddusha till Lach Alam Adyom. So what is now? There's nothing now. Dibur. Das. It's a Das now. That's why the Gemara says, Das is Dibur, you're about to Dibur. It's not called a ma'isa. When I say Arei Mekadesh Tzli Lach Alam Yom, it's not called a ma'isa kiddusha. When it comes to Yom Lamed, then it's called a ma'isa kiddusha. It's not even called a ma'isa till then. So now Tosfos has a Tosfos and the Ramban both hold from this assumption. The Ritva thinks that there's no grounds to say anything. But Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba, they're all assuming when you make a kinyan on a dovah shelo bal yoyla, and according to Rav Meir, it's legitimate. We say it's not acceptable at all. According to Rav Meir, it's legitimate. So Rav Meir holds that it's the same as any other Lach Alam Yom. So it means that it's not called the Maisi Kinyan until it comes the Yom Lam. So Tosfos and the Ramban holds by Nedvar Mamurim if he doesn't say Me'achshav. But if he says Me'achshav on the Dovish Lobali Yolam, then we say the Yeshiva Shirei, that it's a Maisa now and the Halos is postponed till later. So what is accomplished by saying that Shepel? So what changes? What's the difference when they say it's only Das now and it's considered a Maisi Kinyan Lach Alam Yom, as opposed to saying no, it's a Maisi Kinyan now and the Halos is postponed till later. So that's the Machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban, what is accomplished? So Tosfos says that solves your problem of Kol Sekinyan. It's a Maisi Kinyan now, the Halos is postponed till later, then there's no issue of, then there's no problem of Kol Sekinyan. And the Ramban says, no, it's still going to be a problem of Kol Sekinyan. So it's a fundamental machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban, what's the nature of this din of Kol Sekinyan? Tosfos and the Ramban, they all hold that there's one sweeping din. It covers all the Kinyanim, could even cover Geiris. It could even be an absolutely universal din, that applies even to Tefillah and Mikveh, everything, Kol Sekinyan. So Tosfos holds that the nature of the din is like this. At the time that you're making the Maisi Kinyan has to be present. It's a tautology. It's a statement. A Maisi Kinyan has to have a Maisi Kinyan. Of course the Maisi Kinyan has to have a Maisi Kinyan. So it means if you make a Kinyan, Lach Alam Yom, and it's not even called, it's only called Dibur now. Or say Dibur Matli, it's only called Das now. Halacha doesn't consider it as a Maisa until it comes Lach Alam Yom. So at the time that Halacha considers it a Maisa, you're not doing the Maisa. You have to do the Maisa at the time that you're doing the Maisa. So that's why there's a Chisor of Kol Sekinyan. But if you make a Kinyan on a Dovah Shalom Bal Yoyla Me'achshav, the Kinyan isn't going to take effect until it's going to be Bal Yoyla. It's clear that the Kinyan will not be Lach Yom. And since you said Me'achshav, so it's considered a Maisa now and a Halos later. Oh, the Maisa is now, I'll be done. So there's no problem of kol sekinyana. The ma'isa hakinyan should be present at the time that the ma'isa hakinyan was done. It's good. That's according to Tosis. Ramban says no. That's not the word of kol sekinyan. Kol sekinyan is where we always learn that you need a tziruf between the ma'isa hakinyan and the halois. If you do the ma'isa now, it's not going to be chal te'lach alam yom. That's kol sekinyan. So it doesn't help that you're going to say mi'achshav on the dovish lo bo yom is going to be called the ma'isa hakinyan now. So what? But so, bottom line, the halos is postponed to later. So you can't have a maise that brings about a halos later. It has to be a tziruf between the two. So it's a fundamental machlokes between Tosis and the Ramban. What's the definition of the chisaron of kol sekinyan? Tosis holds it as just a mamish, a nonsensical statement. The din of kol sekinyan means the maise akinyan has to be present at the time that it's considered a maise akinyan. Which means what? Which means if you do a ma'isa lach alamid, the halacha doesn't recognize it as a ma'isa until it comes yom lamid. So if it's called sekinyan before the yom lamid, you don't have a ma'isa kinyan present at the time that the halacha considers it a ma'isa kinyan. But if you will do a kinyan on a dovish lo bol yom me'achsho, then it's called the ma'isa now and the halois later. So that's not a problem of kol sekinyan. And the Ramban learns the classical understanding of kol sekinyan, that you need a tzir between the ma'isa and the halois. So even if it is a ma'isa now, but if you're postponing the halois to later, so that's a problem of kol sekinyan. Okay. You got to see to it that you finish the whole mesichta with Purim or without Purim. Good. Thank you for listening.